Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri-Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
You're tuned to Morning Edition on AM 580. I'm Dan Simeone. It's time now for us to get our first look at what's happening on the Chicago Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange this morning. With our opening commodity market report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. Kansas City March wheat opened at 3.99, up 3/4 on the open. July, 4.01, up 1 1/4. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 3.46 1/2, up 1 1/4 on the open. May, 3.56 1/2, up 1/2. July, 3.66 1/2, up 1. September, 3.76, up 1/2. December, 3.88, unchanged on the open. March corn opened at 218, up 1/4 on the open. May, 227 3/4, unchanged. July, 236 1/2, unchanged. September, 243 3/4, unchanged. December, 253, down 3/4. The red line March, 258 3/4, down 3/4 on the open. March oats opened at 193, unchanged on the open. May, 188, up 3. March beans opened at 5.98 3/4, make that 5.99, up 1/4 on the open. May, 6.10, up 1/2. July, 6.20, down 1/4. November, 6.29 1/2, down 1 1/4 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 1.88.20, unchanged on the open. May, 1.90, down 10. March soybean oil opened at 22.23, up 3 on the open. May, 22.50, and that was down 4.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Taking a look at the opens at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, May feeders open at 109.85, up 10 on the open. April, 110.65, up 10. May, 111, down 15 on the open. February live cattle, 93.30, up 5 on the open. April, 91.30, up 15. February lean hogs open at 56.35, up 27 1/2 on the open. April, 62.35, up 52 1/2. May, 66.30, up 20. June, 69.15, up 25 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 75.30, down 32 1/2 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming on AM 580 as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the opens and the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Soybeans, March now at 5.96 1/4, down 2 1/2, make it now down 2 1/4 at 5.96 1/2. July, 6.18, down 2 1/4, red ink all across the soybean pit. Is this on weather concerns that we're going to see some showers soon in Argentina?
Well, of course, the weather forecast seems to have changed a little bit for the better for the Argentinians. Looks like there were some rain showers happening this morning as we come into work, and some spreading across. The question will be, how much will they spread and how much will they drop? And will this give us enough to get by till our next big rain? I don't think the rain we're forecast for now is enough coming in to help us totally or reassure us that the crop is made, but it is enough to get us down the road. It's sort of like putting in $5 worth of gas until we get to the next gas station. And that way. So it does look a little bit profitable that way, but I think more so than the rain is probably lack of fund buying this morning, Dave. And what the index funds or the other regular funds decide to do before the day's over for a monthly close.
Yesterday, we tried to fill a gap left over from 6 January at 6:10. We couldn't quite get there after a gap open on the opening yesterday. I guess if you had to put money on it, which of these two gaps are going to get filled first, Wayne?
Oh, that's a tough one, Dave. I mean, because it's going to depend a whole lot on whether we see some of these funds taking profits for the end of the month to collect things today, or whether they're going to be protecting their positions at the end of the day. And that's basically it. You know, fundamentally, you know, if that rain's coming in and the carryout we're looking at and the slowdown in some of the our exports not being near as good yesterday as what was projected, you know, fundamentally, this market is weak. Technically, this market's been very strong. So, you know, we're fighting off between the two. We did see quite a bit of farmer movement yesterday. Basis levels dropped anywhere from 1 to 4 cents, I believe, at the Gulf yesterday and the SIF values. So, you know, a little bit of heaviness concerned with right here at the end of the month.
In the harvest month soybean, do you still like the idea that we might make a run at 641 or thereabouts?
Well, I think, you know, like I say, along the way, between the funds, the possibility of dry weather, I think if folks listen to Commodity Week on Saturday morning there, that they heard there's some concerns about weather by Drew Lerner, and there is a chance possibly for us to move on up that way. So, you know, there's a chance to move up there, but we're going to be scale-up sellers getting towards that point.
In the corn pit yesterday, we had what appeared to be a key reversal down. We went up above that 321 mark that most of our AM 580 analysts had been targeting for the last several days, and then a lower close. Firmer today, though. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that you know, we're finding some decent support. We saw last week's sales tremendously good in the corn that put us back on track to meet that government expectations. That, along with good demand and possibility of colder weather next week and increased use for ethanol, keeps a fairly decent base under the corn market for right now, Dave.
Corn open interest, another record yesterday at 957,000 and change contracts. That's up over 18,000 contracts. Certainly a lot of interest in that corn pit. December corn, do you like the idea that we might still make a run at 260 or thereabouts?
You know, like I say, it's you know, right in there. We're talking about decreased corn acres. We're talking about the possibility of some weather happening. All those things together, to rule it out would be wrong. To think that it's going to be over that come fall is another story, Dave. So, yeah, can it run up there? Yeah, it can. But as we get between 260 and 270, I believe you're right 90-some percent of the time if you sell that market rather than buy it.
Year-to-date inspections were pretty doggone good in corn yesterday, 742.2 million versus 740.3, and topping last year's at this point in the marketing year on paper anyway. Are you liking the ideas that corn exports will continue to pick up?
Well, you know, we heard rumors this morning that if corn prices continue to go up, that China will re-enter the corn export market. We did get a lot of business out of the Pacific Rim here in those sales for last week. Japan was a big buyer along the way, and we've been losing some of their business, also some of South Korea's business that we had been losing to China. So, you know, always good when we can get those sales on, and hopefully we can get those shipments out of the country here fast. So, you know, we hope that China stays out of this market, and that's the hope for our U.S. corn market.
All right, let's go ahead and get some recommendations for producers. At this point, would you like to be 100% sold up on old crop and have some percentage of new crop sales?
I'm probably not 100% sold on old crop. I think that, you know, as we're talking about some of these things a little bit, and also, you know, for the guys to hang on to a little bit there that way. New crop, yes, we've got some new crop sales on. You know, we've very aggressively priced some new crop corn and some new crop beans. We're sitting probably at 40% in the corn, and we did lift some of our hedges in the beans the other day, so we're probably at 25% in the beans.
What about action over at the Merck today?
Over at the Merck, well, you know, it's been the cattle have really backed off here since cattle on feed report. We're seeing a little bit of pop today, but only 10 to 15 cents. The hogs are a little bit lower here. I had a good day in the hog pit yesterday as far as packers buying. It looks like they're going to have aggressive kill this week. You know, as we looked, the cash hogs were just steady. Cattle are bid at 91 to 92 and offered at 97. Going to take a couple days for those guys to come together.
Looking at the outside markets, Wayne, I see silver in the February contract. No, make it the March contract. Yet another contract high today. And we're also seeing that the U.S. dollar a little bit softer today. What factors are you looking at in outside markets?
Well, as we look at that, Dave, that tells us we've got a chance to come back and see a little bit of rally in the grains. Lower dollar, higher metals generally inspire some of the commodities to move higher rather than lower.
Got to keep track on that gold, too, there, Wayne. At February at $568.10, up $2.30 today. There are some analysts that are saying $600 gold not out of the question. Your thoughts on that?
Well, not being a gold analyst, I'm going to have to just defer to them and say that I wouldn't have believed it a couple months ago, but as we get closer to it, it seems a lot more in reach now than it did a couple months ago.
Wayne, you have a grand day. We'll talk to you again this afternoon.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Let's go ahead and look at the current tick. Kansas City March wheat, 397 and a quarter down one. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade at 347 and a quarter up two. May, 358 and a quarter up two. Make it 358 even up two. March corn, 218 and a half up three quarters. May, 228 and three quarters up one. July, 237 and three quarters up one and a quarter. September, 245 up one and a quarter. March beans, 596 and make it 596 and a half, down two and a quarter. May, 606 and three quarters, down two and three quarters. July, 618 and a half, down one and three quarters. November, 628, down two and three quarters. March soybean meal, 187.60, down 60. March soybean oil, 22.19, down one on the Merc. March feeders, 119.65, down 10. February live cattle, 93.40, up 15. February lean hogs, 56.10, up 2 and 1 half. And a quick look at that U.S. dollar, 89.13, off a quarter. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at will.uiuc.edu.